magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Wednesday. It's August 27th, 2014, and the jam session has only just begun. In fact, in the studio with me, three special guests. Many of you are familiar with my Wednesday and Friday co-host, Pastor Jason Schiffo, but we're joined with two musicians. So we've been sharing and talking and worshiping and praying. In fact, these are kind of some of the threads that I wrote down as we've covered the whole gamut of things. And hopefully over the next 3 days, we'll touch on some of these topics along with the reason we're all here. Well, the Lord Jesus Christ is one of the reasons we're all here, but we're putting together a special acoustic night of worship in support of Israel, and that'll be happening this Sunday night, August 31st, at the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet, and it begins at 6 p.m., 6 to 8 p.m., and we'll talk all about that over the next few days. But let me first reference, before I introduce our special guests, if you were tuned in for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, we had Jake Barrett, and he's the worship leader at the Community Evangelical Free Church, and he shared some of his testimony, love story, that he'll be a part of our worship evening, and his heart for the Lord, and the unique work and ministry that he's accomplishing and doing at the Community Evangelical Free Church. So that was on Monday, and that program is archived. Yesterday, you heard from Larry Rich, and he works at Emek Medical Center in Afula, Israel, and he's a part of our special event because he will be recording a special greeting that'll be presented on Sunday night, and I'm sure you were encouraged by his testimony and the unique way that God worked in his life to get him to Israel years ago and how he's working to serve all the people throughout the Middle East. And so that was yesterday. That program's also archived. But today in the studio, besides my co-host, Pastor Jason Schiffel, thank you, Jason, for actually conjuring up. I don't know. Is that a good word, conjuring up?
I don't think that I would. I don't think the Apostle Paul would be. I don't think he would like the word conjuring.
I think of the witch from Endor when I said that, you know.
I don't think it would be a...
But, in fact, you kind of were the catalyst behind getting these two artists in the studio and had prayed it up and put together a great program. And so on my left, your guy's right, is James Mark Maxey. Thank you, Mark, for being available for today's edition of Mark and Friends.
Hello, everybody.
Present. And to your left is Harold Green. Both of you guys are singers, songwriters, musicians. And Harold, we're going to talk one of these days about some of the ministry work that you're doing, because I think you're putting on, you're doing something, a foundation to help other gifted musicians or artists.
You might want to stop now. Just kind of let him tell you what it is.
Yeah, tell us what you're doing.
We are equipping and empowering the saints for the work of the ministry as it pertains to especially the worship ministry, and we have a music school and a consulting service for church worship teams.
That's what it is, a music school and a consulting service. I knew I had read something about that, so I'm sure in the next few days we'll talk about that. Also, we want to honor the memory of your sister, so that'll be a part of our conversation. We talked about common grace, testimonies in worship, preaching God's word, the Bible. Jesus was a threaded theme throughout our discussion.
Thank goodness.
Love and wrath. And then our special event coming Sunday night, a night of acoustic worship in support of Israel. Jason, you thought up this concept and have a desire to bring together the body of Christ for an evening of worship, but a unique evening that'll benefit a special work that's going on in Israel. Give us a thumbnail of why we're together even now.
Okay, well, first of all, let's qualify this. I didn't come up with this idea per se. I was simply obedient to the prompting and the idea. If this was my idea alone, we would have had action movie night with buttered popcorn and that kind of stuff, grilled burgers. This was what the Lord laid on my heart. Just having been over to Afula at Ha'amek Medical Center and seeing the work that they do with children, particularly Jewish children, Muslim children, and Arab children, it's as if you get off the elevator or if you go up the stairs. I think we went up the stairs last time because the elevator was a little slow on the go. But what a picture. There's an area there that is just suffering from unity. You know, between Muslims, between Arabs, between Jews, there's just a lack of unity in the area and a lot of animosity. And yet you come into this ward and there's this sense of unity across these three groups of people gathered around children. And I thought, what if this here could become the catalyst for what needs to blow up and go out the doors of Ha'amek Medical Center out into the Middle East, where brothers would begin to love each other and then in that would begin to find Christ. Paul says in Romans chapter 10 and verse 1 that he prays that God might somehow save them. And he's talking about those who don't believe, particularly the Jews he's talking about, but he's talking about all those who don't believe. And so for me, the Lord just prompted me that we should somehow take a stand. We should somehow support. Again, I've written a bunch of things and talked about it. I think that it's short-sighted to say we will just support one people group or one ideology. Instead, as Christians, we stand and support the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so that is a gospel that reaches out to all people who don't know Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And so Ha'amek Medical Center, because there's no bias. It's not like you have a heart condition, we're sorry if you're Arab or you're Muslim, or we're sorry if you're... There's not that. There's, come on, let us love you. Let us use common grace to practically heal you here. And so just what a great way to do it. And so the Lord laid it on my heart. And then, like a fool, I just started dialing phone numbers, mm-hmm. you know, and asked Harold, and Harold goes, well, let me see what I can do. And I asked James Martin Max, yeah, let me see what I can do. And KUFI, let me see what we can do. And Israeli Ministry of Tourism. And I mean, I just started calling people. And I think I said to you, well, can we get dinner? And you're like, I don't know, let's call the Olive Garden. So we start calling people. And if the Lord's in it, I think that all of a sudden you're going to start to hear yeses. Yeah. People are going to bend themselves towards the obedience of the Lord. People are going to go like, yeah, that's a great idea. I mean, Thrivent Financial, I think, supported us to the tune of $500. Mm-hmm. Look at, left to our own devices, we're selfish creatures. And so the Lord prompts people to give $500 towards a benefit concert that will benefit children in another country that maybe the people from Thrivent Financial will never be able to know, see physically, tangibly. And yet they were just obedient to the Lord's calling on their hearts. So the same as I was obedient, I just began to see like dominoes, others being obedient to what the Lord had called us to do.
But this is going to be so much more than just a benefit concert, though that's a wonderful aspect of it, that there will be a love offering. It's a free event. Anyone mm-hmm. can come out, bring your friends, family members. But the element of supporting something because of the concert will be great. But you also have a passion for it to be an evening of worship.
Oh, an evening of worship, an evening where you can get your hands on some things. I mean, I have got my elders last night. We had an elders meeting, and they were laughing because they had to move the chairs all over to one side of my office because there was so much stuff in my office. Because everybody I've asked, can you supply a few things for the benefit? A few things is like 16 cases of things. And they just keep sending stuff, and stuff keeps arriving there because the Lord. And so we're going to hand this stuff out and get things in people's hands so they can be able to become equipped, be able to get some information. You know, the Lord wants to inform us. The Lord's in it. So that's all I know. I know by this condition of my office, the Lord is in it. And by the condition of the way things have been going, the Lord is just in it. So, yeah, and I'm excited by these guys because as far as the worship aspect of it, these were the guys the Lord laid on my heart. I mean, I didn't like ask Chris Tomlin, and then he was busy, so I called Harold. I mean, the Lord laid Harold Green on my heart, and he laid, you know, James Mark Maxey on my heart, the first two guys. And I'll be quite honest with you, I mean, only at our Israel gathering that night did I even hear James Mark Maxey just do a few songs. And I mean, right away, the Lord was just like, I think we're going to do something here. Harold doesn't even know how many times his CD spins in our car. And so the Lord, it always does something through what Harold's music ministry. And it's touched me even so much so as Harold played the night I got saved. And so.
And you put on this poster, a night of acoustic worship. And
yeah, because we want it to be easy on the ears. If you're like, no, I can't handle that loud guitars, I don't want to do any of that, we've left all that, going to be nice. It's going to be a place where you're going to be able to find a space in that. It's not going to be overwhelming. And we want to do that to honor people from all different places so they can come together again, this idea of unity.
Yeah, bringing young and old alike, so it's going to be a night with these two. I have a quote from the program. I know people won't actually see this till the evening, but under your name, Harold, it's stated or quoted, it is a blessing to bless the nation of Israel. And then, Mark, your comment is, having a gospel faith and saved by the blood of Jesus, I am now adopted into the seed of Abraham, and therefore these are my spiritual brothers and sisters we are supporting. So it seems like both of you have a heart, the nation of Israel. You obviously agreed to participate, but why? I mean, you both have busy schedules. In your case, Harold, you're driving in from Peoria. Mark, you're driving up from Tuscola. You have busy careers, busy demands on your life. Why are you doing this?
Coming up to the church and doing that, the Israel meeting, you know, when we all got together, I was really drawn to Jason and his passion and the way he ministered just that night speaking about Israel. So therefore, I was drawn to that congregation, and I was like, man, I'm going to have to get up there and check this guy out sometime, see him preach, you know. And so when he came up with the concept and laid it out to me, you know, Israel has always been close to my heart. You know, I believe that we're called to pray for Jerusalem. We're called to pray for the children of Israel who are God's chosen, you know, physically on this earth, God's chosen people. And like I said, you know, being saved, I'm now spiritually in that vine, grafted in that vine with them, you know. I'm a spiritual Jew myself is kind of how I always looked at it. And the Lord just put it on my heart. And when it comes to helping little kids, whether they're Arabs or Jews in this hospital, I thought, perfect, I'm in.
And I should mention, Mark, that you're going to help facilitate our worship time on our November trip coming up in a couple of months. So that's going to be an exciting, it'll be your first time over in the Holy Land and that opportunity to sing the Lord praises in the very land where people proclaimed him as Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
King of Kings, yes. And believe me, I am excited about that as well.
And Harold, so how have you been shaped by Israel? Because you've been to Israel once or twice.
I've actually never been to Israel, and it's kind of interesting because I know that somehow my destiny is wrapped up in the nation of Israel, and I know that about 7, maybe 8 years ago, it was prophesied that I would be involved with the nation of Israel.
Hmm.
And like several of that particular person's prophecies have begun to unfold just now, just in the last year. And I guess this must be yet another one that's starting to unfold that this gentleman was gifted to give me a word from the Lord. And so I don't understand how that works or why, but when you said Israel, it was like bonus points. I would have come just to hang out with you, Jason, but somehow I feel like God is bringing something to fruition that was spoken over my life.
Hey, Jason, I know there's going to be a lot of handouts and materials and books and resources. I think we need to get in Harold's hand an application and maybe a little flyer of this November's trip to the Holy Land.
Huh? Yeah, and you never know. And I think that it's important, too. I mean, I don't want to celebrate these guys too much in this way, but I think it's important to say that everybody who's doing something pertaining to this evening is doing it for free, 100%, and then some of what's taken in through this love offering is going to HaMek. There's nobody's taking anything for this. We're feeding both of them peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
No, actually, the Olive Garden.
The Olive Garden's going to cater. I just wanted to see their eyes droop a little bit.
I love peanut butter and jelly.
So do I. But nobody's taking anything. So these guys are giving of their time. And like you said, I mean, James Mark Maxey's coming from Tuscola. Harold's coming from Peoria. I think you're going to bring a couple of brothers with you to help out. And so they're giving their time to take a stand for Israel and to raise money for HaMek Medical Centers. But I'd love to hear, Mark, just a little bit of maybe your testimony. I mean, how did God bring you to this point? How did God, you know, why are you up? I mean, why do you have a guitar in your hand? Why not an accordion? Because accordions are cool.
Well, you know, I got saved, praise God, at the age of 13 in the basement with my dad. My dad led me to the Lord. He's since passed and went on to be with the Lord and can't wait to be with him someday up there, so all of us celebrating together. But I got saved at the age of 13 and did the prodigal son thing. And I walked away from my faith for many years, you know, and I wanted to be a rock star. And I got involved in some cover bands and went out and did the sex, drugs, and rock and roll thing and found that left me very empty and discouraged. And for a while, I landed a job and started working like everybody else, and my guitar got put underneath my bed or in a closet. And in 1991, I had a friend of mine contact me at work and always wanted me to come to his church. And I said, well, you know, why do you want me to come to your church for? He says, well, you know, you've claimed to know Jesus, and I'm not saying you don't, but you know, some of the jokes you tell in the break room, the language that comes out of your mouth, I think I might have something for you at my church.
And I'm Jesus?
Like, well, okay. All right. Well, yeah, the true Jesus. And you know what it was? It was something that I had never, ever heard spoken to me and taught to me. And that was the power of God's Holy Spirit. And I went to this little church with him, and the elders of that church slapped some oil on my forehead and laid hands on me and prayed for me. Next thing you know, man, I am filled with the Holy Spirit. And I walked out of that place, and I was a changed man. And I went home to tell my, which is now, sad to say, my ex-wife about it. And it was kind of met with a little bit of resistance there. That's a totally different story. But the fact of the matter is, it changed me. And I started a process right there of change in my life. And one of the things that the Lord did was said, get that guitar out from underneath that bed and start strumming that guitar and get your chops back because I'm going to do something with that guitar. Mm. And I was like, yeah, you know, the only songs I'd ever heard in church, you know, were, you know, Amazing Grace and things like that, sang with the piano. And I was like, yeah, there's no room for guitar in this churches that I've been in around. Well, lo and behold, the church that I was going to, they had a praise band in this church. And these people found out that I was an old rock and roller and that I knew how to play guitar and I could carry somewhat of a tune in a bucket. And they asked me to be in their praise band with them. And so I got into the praise and worship that way. The next thing you know, it's 20-some, 30-some years later. How many years is it since 1991 till now? But anyway, it's been a while. And the Lord's brought me this far. And 1991 is when I first wrote my first song. It's called a song called My Confession. Wrote it on my old 12-string Yamaha that my dad bought me. And from that point on, the Lord just started laying these lyrics on my heart. Every time I would work out a chord progression, I'd have a little dancing tune in my head. The Lord would bless me. The Holy Spirit would come and would bless me, put these words on my heart, these lyrics. And I just had a knack of throwing them down, and they just became pretty good little jingles, you know. That's what I do. I take what the Lord has put on my heart, and I put it to whatever kind of chord progressions I've been working with at the time. And the next thing you know, I've got now probably well over 60-some songs in my catalog of music that are all my own original songs. And I do all of them, in and out, you know, different gigs here and there. But it's been a blessing, I tell you, because the Lord used the music to keep me, I think, dialed in. Mm. And dialed in not just His Spirit, into His Word. See, I found out that the reason why I was always having trouble writing secular music is because I didn't have anything to write about.
And there's a difference about having to say something or having something to say.
Amen. Because whenever I started reading the Word and studying the Word, and the Lord taught me at a very young part of that early coming back to Him, is what I'd like to call that stage in 1991. I returned to the Lord. I was the prodigal son. I came back. And He taught me right away. You know, I'm a trainer on the fire department. I used to train at the old job that I used to have in the manufacturing business that I was in. And one of the things that I always tell people that I'm getting ready to train, especially on the fire department, said, you know, I'd rather train somebody that knows nothing about what I'm about ready to train them than somebody that has a preconceived notion about what I'm about to train them. Because having everything wiped away, they just soak it all up. Mm-hmm. And they're so more easily reached, and they'll want to respond and do what you ask them to do. The Lord showed me that in my own spiritual walk in 91. He said, I want you to come to me this time, wipe everything out, and come to me anew and afresh. And I'm going to start teaching you. And I want you to pray. And I started praying, Lord, I want you to teach me. I want you to reveal to me what this scripture means. I want you to reveal to me what your word says. And I started putting at least one scripture in my soul every single day. And to this day, I still do it. I never go one day without putting at least one scripture, reading one scripture, and putting it into my soul. Mm. And it has paid off because now, whenever the Lord gives me a theme, or gives me words to speak, I'm speaking His Word because I put His Word in me.
Right. How about?
And I wasn't able to do that before. Now I can tell a story. I got something to say now.
How about singing a song or closing out our program, knowing that Harold and Jason, we're going to have two more days of broadcast to talk about this benefit concert and to share some of your music ministry with our Great News Radio listeners and some more testimony time. How about, Mark, you close out with something maybe that you'll be sharing on Sunday night, the 31st,
or something that the Lord's been teaching you. A song that the Lord has put on my heart. Jason mentioned, hey, you guys might want to bring your guitars. You're going to play a song or something. The Lord put this song on my heart. I'm not going to do this song Sunday night, but it's a song that I just kind of just recently written. It's called a song called Saved. Here you go. Ready? I come in the name of God Almighty to tell you that salvation's for today. And I know Your flesh will keep you stumbling. But if you give your heart to Jesus today, you can be saved. You'll be saved. Jesus is coming back. This I know is true. Can't you hear him knocking? Bang, bang, he's waiting for you. Humble yourself, he'll meet you where you're standing. Let him in and be saved. You'll be saved. Be immersed in the Father. Be immersed in His Son. And be immersed in His Spirit. Immersed in all three as one. Be immersed in the Father. Be immersed in His Son. Be immersed in His Spirit. Immersed in all three is one. And you'll be saved. Oh, you'll be saved. Saved and redeemed by the blood of Jesus, purchased by a price only fit for a king. And you'll be saved and redeemed by the blood of Jesus, purchased by the price only paid by a king. Oh, you'll be saved and redeemed by the blood of Jesus.
This is the voice of James Mark Maxey. You'll hear from Harold Green tomorrow, and again from Mark and Harold on Friday. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
Save, 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 to be saved.